Welcome to Danny Houlihan's Irish Experience podcast. Join Danny on a journey through the historical island of Ireland, its people and the wild Atlantic Way, which is Ireland's last frontier. Experience the music and the culture that makes up the longest coastal driving route in the world. Now, please welcome your host, Danny Houlihan.
Welcome to the Wild Atlantic Way and Danny Houlihan's Irish Experience Show. A studio Valavan and Aon, Winaon the Shunana Kune Kiri, from the banks of the Shannon River here in North Kerry, Ireland. Welcome to you all to my show once again, and if you're walking, driving, jogging, or walking, please take care. In this episode, I will cover one of Ireland's poets and a serious past period in a new section to my Irish experience, the Penal Times. The penal laws were introduced into Ireland by the English in the year of 1695. It was introduced as a regime of oppression on the Irish people, their old customs and practices. Its main objective was to convert the Irish to an English society. This failed. These oppressive laws were introduced in 1665 to 1690, and some laws ran up relatively to the 18th century. These laws suppressed the Irish people and reduced our Irish rich culture and practices to a ruin. It lessened Irish Catholic power, it dismantled our culture, and anglicised or tried to anglicise or civilise the Irish. This failed again. Another penal law, which is directive and focus, was to break up the Catholic Church and institutions in Ireland in the year of 1697. It banished Catholic priests for exercising any ecclesiastical jurisdiction. An act for banishing Popish clergy, 1697. Irish priests were targeted by the laws for instigating and supporting the Jacobite rebellion. It was said, the Protestant community feared the priests because of their standing in the eyes of the people. It would lead to further conflict. They had to go. The penal laws stated that all archbishops, bishops, deans, monks, Jesuits, friars, and all other regular Popish clergy were to leave Ireland before the 1st of May, 1698. If non-compliance or caught, priests were imprisoned and transported out of the country into the British Empire and even hung in many cases. During the penal times, Irish people were disarmed and not allowed to take up or join military service and not allowed to own a horse worth more than £5. If found in the possession of such a horse, it could be confiscated and handed on to a much wealthier standing person of the Protestant faith. During the penal times in Ireland, the priest was the wanted man, and anyone who aided or helped him would be hung or killed. Many priests dressed in their ordinary clothes, but changed prior to a mass being said. Even the chalice were in some cases improvised to be hidden under a garment, out of the eyeshot of the English army, who were on consistent patrol in search of a Catholic priest. Celebration of Mass in those days was in the shade of a ditch, a glen, a rocky slab near a river or a shore, anywhere secluded where the priest could celebrate Mass without being found. The problem here was often the location of the Mass house or rock was found out and reported back by a spy who who had received payment from the English, known as an informer. If found, a priest was immediately taken and either killed, or the practice of hanging a priest from a tree was done without any mercy for the Irish servant of God. In my own area, there were several places where Mass was celebrated in those troubled times. One was located in Delane's Land, and the famous one in Glown na Dolabh, the Glen of the High Land, where Mass was celebrated by local priests, and indeed they were safe there, and some of which are still buried there. Located today, not far away from the famous Bremore Cliffs, a quiet glen within the shelter of a tree-lined glen all around, which were naturally grown, gave safety to a priest, a congregation, with a free-flowing stream making its way to the cliffs overlooking the mighty Shannon Estuary in our famous North Kerry. The Mass House, which the late Matty Leahy described to me many years ago in detail, was very primitive. Mud walls and a sod roof, just enough for the shelter of a priest to say Mass. Its structure, possibly willow, due to the fact that willow grew in the area and could be manipulated into a shape and still grow. Thus the Mass House could be hidden. I have seen this being done at the Barn Away this year. Nothing remains today of the site of the old church, but a number of priests were buried there, and many years ago, locals brought the remains of two of the priests back to Doon Church, where they were buried within the confines of the famous Doon Church. One priest could not be found. The names of the former priests were O'Connor and an O'Keefe. Mass was first celebrated in the area of Bremore and Faha in a place named Deland's Field. There the Mass was celebrated in a quiet surrounding, until one day the priest at the end of the Mass told the congregation that there will be no more Mass here as the place is full of divils, meaning that some or one of the congregation had tipped off the redcoats and the site of the Mass was now found out. The redcoats will be coming. In this episode, I'm going to cover one of our Irish poets, which has connections to the penal times and their work. This Irish poet was the late Sean MacIorish, who captivated what happened in those glens in Ireland during the time of those oppressive penal laws, and the history that lives on today. Even the small account I have related to you, this with the poem will captivate what a nation, our people, had to deal with. I learned this one at Rahavanik National School, Ballybunion, a country national school a few miles from the famous seaside resort of Ballybunion, North Kerry, Ireland. Frank Taff, noted local historian, writing in his regular column in the Kildare Nationalist Eye on the past, number 76, dated the 25th of February 1994, mentions the life of Sean. Quote, Sean MacIorish was born in 1915 in Ballintobert. His father was a blacksmith. He was educated in Bally Adams National School and later in the O'Brien Institute, Moreno, County Dublin. It was here in this educational surroundings that Sean nurtured his love of his native tongue. Sean, at the age of 16, joined the Christian Brothers Noviate, and during this period became qualified as a teacher, and later departed the order before taking his vows. Qualifying as a teacher, he put his skills to teaching. The places he taught at were Carrigallen National School, County Leitrim, Paulstown, County Kilkenny, and according to the Eye on the Past, taught in Finglas, County Dublin, between the years of 1955 to 1979, rising to principal at St. Margaret's Primary School, County Dublin. Sean won many, many accolades at Antaractus and Radio Éireann, where he was honoured and featured. He's worked for many, which included in 1964 a noted work, Giachuig na hÉithe and Léargas Fada. Standing out of his work was one with the name Oíche na hÉifeann, the night of the Mass. Sean passed away, sadly, at the age of 69 years. May he rest in peace. Thanks to my primary school teacher, Robert O'Mahony, Rahavanik National School, Ballybunion, for teaching this to us all as we progressed through primary school. I loved it due to the connections and what it meant to me and my classmates, as we were all being taught in a country national environment not far away, only a field or two from where the Mass was celebrated in the glens many, many moons ago. Also, the researcher Frank Taff, in his article in The Eye on the Past, thanks to Robert O'Mahony again for sourcing the history on Sean MacIorish through the County Kildare Library and Art Service. Thanks to all for this, and you have been credited. Now, like others, I will feature, this is in our native Irish tongue. So I'm going at it once more, so I hope I do it justice. The first time, I'll be in Irish. The second run, I will break it down from Irish to English, what we know of it, and its meaning to us in Ireland and abroad. So here it is. An Seo I Lár an Gleanna, here in the middle of the glen, by Sean MacIorish. Bhí an tafrán léite, is gach rud dénta. Bhí pobal déag scapa, nó de cúlamar dló é teach nár dró. An Seo I Lár an Gleanna, cén gló ar siúd é teach nár dró. Sin torn cos na gapal. Seacúin saidúrí arm an rí, an Seo I Lár an Gleanna. Ba cás an seanna Brian O'Lea, I hiúil I dró an sacart, is cur sé cogar ina clúis. An Seo I Lár an Gleanna. O Ahar Seán, O Ahar Seán, Seacúin na cótaí dearga. Ní féidir leatsa tithe níos, an Seo I Lár an Gleanna. Tá tusa óg a Ahar Seán, táim féin in ghearr a bathe. den mollert edig luminish, on sho ilar an glenna. Ba dena mollert ganro wheel, e gwynnatar an sagart. Is heel she diora mora brown, on sho ilar an glenna. The gobna satni Brian O'Lee, is dimig seer an sagart. The crookshi Brianna crown quail ard, on sho ilar an glenna. Ach marfig coil an shanaraig, Fod fosig fair halaf. Beg eisgeil a riaf, beg ferri fall. Is an sio, il ar an glenna. Sean MacIorish. Here in the middle of the glen, Sean MacIorish. Vi an taffin leite, is gacro dainte. Vi pobl deig scapa. The mass was finished. Everything was done. God's people of the day were scattering. Nor a coolamer glow I chock na dro, on sho il ar an glenna, when we heard a song coming towards us, here in the middle of the glen. Cain glow air shoo di chock na dro, shin turn gus na gopal. What is that noise coming in our way? It's the sound of horses' hooves. Shacuin saiduri armon ri, on sho il ar an glenna. Here comes the soldiers of the king, here in the middle of the glen. The Cos and Shanna Brian O'Lee, Hugh is row on Sagart. The old man Brian O'Lee, he walked towards the priest. Is Kershe Cogger in a cloosh, on sho ilar an glenna. And he put a whisper in his ear, here in the middle of the glen. O Ahar Sean, O Ahar Sean, Shakun na Cochi Darriga. O Father Sean, O Father Sean, here comes the redcoats to us. Ní féidir latsa te hen mish, an sho ilar an glenna. You can't escape now, it's too late now, here in the middle of the glen. Tá tusa óg ahar Sean, time féin in Yarabaha. You are young, Father Sean, I'm at the end of my life. Déan mollart éirig luminish, an sho ilar an glenna. Make a change of laws with me right now, here in the middle of the glen. The Dana Moller on Rovil, Iguina till an Sagart. They made the change of clothes quite quickly, in spite of the priest's reluctance. Is heel shade Yora Mora Brown, on sho ilar an glenna. The priest shed many tears of sadness, here in the middle of the glen. The Gobna Sosnig Brian O'Lee, is dimig sair an Sagart. The English, they caught Brian O'Lee, and the priest, he went to freedom. The crookshied Brian a crown quail ard, on sho ilar an glenna. They hung Brian on a tall high tree, here in the middle of the glen. Ach morfig coil an shanaraig, pod fosig fair ar holof. Beg eisgeil a riaf ag ferri fall, is on sho ilar an glenna. But the dead face of the old man lives on, while the grass grows on the land. This old story will be growing destiny. This is the middle of the glen. A serious time in the history of our people. Thankfully, we will never leave this happen ever, ever again. I leave my younger days at Rahavanik National School behind me now, and our historic home place with my friends. I looked through the pictures of the old Rahavanik school lately. Many faces are now no longer with us. Some are living now around the world. So I take my leave of you one more time. I will be back with another Irish experience. So for now, slán. If you'd like to support my research, which is consistently ongoing, and podcast episodes, why not buy me a coffee? This will be used to update my research and equipment. As I've said before, I will give everyone who contributes a shout out in my series. Just click on the link below to support me in any way, big or small. Thank you. That's buymeacoffee.com/YXQDanny. Again, a special shout out to Karen and Bruce out there who are supporting my series. And again, thanks. I'm glad you both are enjoying the series and others who contact me. So from Danny Houlihan's Irish Experience, here in the middle of the glen, on sho ilar an glenna, I say bye See you soon.
Thanks for listening to our show. Through its people, its heritage, and its rugged coastline, this is truly Danny Houlihan's Irish experience. Bye for now.